Hello and welcome to Fat Geeky Reviews. My name is Brendan. So this is my second podcast, and today I'm going to be reviewing the Death of Superman movie. But before we get into that, I just want to let you guys know about my week. What a week it was. You know, the first podcast dropped. It finally hit iTunes. I waited like 5 days for iTunes to approve the podcast. YouTube channel is doing pretty good so far, I think. I got like over 30 views on both of my videos, so thank you guys so much for the support. The support has been overwhelming and a lot of fun, so I love to hear the feedback that you guys give me, and the support's just been amazing, so I just want to thank you guys for that. It's been fun making these videos and figuring out different things and buying this equipment and kind of setting up my my podcast studio, I guess you could say, which is basically the guest bedroom of my house. But it's been fun. I like doing this. I like being able to talk and record it and talk about what I love to talk about, which is, of course, comic books and comic book movies and TV and stuff like that. So I want to keep it going. I want to keep it real. I want to try to keep it consistent. If I don't keep it consistent, you let me know. Like, hey, man, when are you going to put out another podcast? When are you going to put out another video? And I will make it happen. So not a lot going on in my life right now, other than trying to record this. You know, of course, for those of you who probably know, I work a full-time job other than this. So takes up a lot of my time, so I try to get this in when I can. I love doing it for you guys, so thank you again for all the support, and I want to keep going. So if you could for me, hit subscribe on the podcast, and it'll download to your device when they drop. And then on the YouTube channel, make sure you subscribe to that as well. Leave me some comments and leave me some ratings, and I'll keep doing it for you guys. It's a lot of fun for me. I'm doing it for free. Not free for me, free for you. That's okay. Maybe this will turn into something someday. Who knows? So let's get into it. The Death of Superman. Overall, I thought it was a really, really good cartoon movie. I would probably say it's more PG-13 than anything. There's some couple of blood scenes and a couple of death scenes that are pretty traumatic. I probably wouldn't show this to your 5-year-old or 6-year-old. But maybe an 11-year-old to like 13-year-old could probably watch it. There's some pretty gruesome scenes. I thought it was a really good movie. The opening sequence of the movie was absolutely perfect. Basically, what else happens in Metropolis? There's always a bank robbery going on. Of course, Superman is there to save the day. What's cool about that first scene is it really introduces the concept of Superman is an established hero in Metropolis. People know who he is. We can tell from the first scene of the movie that how important Superman is to that city, which is very important later on in the film. What's cool about these movies that WB and DC are doing is they tend to bring in these characters, these kind of obscure characters that you wouldn't quite know. Like, for example, in Justice League Dark, of course, they had Constantine and Swamp Thing and Zatara and Zatanna and, just these kind of obscure characters. And in this movie, they kind of go skin deep with Bibbo Bobowski. It's a character, he's kind of a super fan of Superman. That I like to call him, and there's a really cool scene in the first part of the movie where he's like, "Oh, Superman, that's my guy," and goes up and takes a selfie with him, which is pretty funny. So this movie is not a direct a direct adaptation of the story arc of Death of Superman from the comics. So in the comics, the story arc started with Action Comics. Don't ask me which number because I can't remember off the top of my head, but it was Action Comics, but it was back in like 1992, I believe, and it went through several different comics. I know it went through Green Lantern at some point, as well as I know it went through Action Comics, and then maybe it went through a Justice League arc. I don't quite remember, but there's a lot of differences between this movie and the comic. For example, Supergirl is not in this movie, and she plays a kind of a pivotal part in the Death of Superman comics in that story arc. Also, the one thing that they changed in this movie that was different than the comics is that Doomsday didn't come from a bunker. In the movie, they made him come from a meteorite from space. Like, a portal opens in space, and then this, like, impregnated meteorite comes down through space and comes to Earth, and that's when Doomsday crashes. For those of you who don't know who Doomsday is, he is just a giant monster. He was portrayed in Batman versus Superman, that movie. So he's just a big monster, and he's really, really strong, and he adapts to everything. He learns as he fights, and he also grows like spikes out of his body, and the fact that he's just like stronger than Superman is you know a shock to everybody. Superman's one of his greatest villains, and you know, what a great story arc. It's been done a bunch of times. Like I said, it was done in Batman versus Superman, and it's been done in Superman the Animated Series, and it was done in, I think it was done in another cartoon, but I'm not quite sure. But it's been done several times. But this one was a really good adaptation. Like I said, it's not a scene for scene adaptation, but it's a really good adoption of the story. So, some other cool parts of the film. The Justice League has a really good fight with Doomsday when he shows up. We see a couple characters we haven't seen before in this run of movies. Hawkman and Martian Manhunter both have a really cool fight scene with him. There's another cool scene where Flash picks up Hawkman's mace and fights Doomsday with it. And Doomsday, of course, because he adapts to everything that's going on around him. You know, he matches Flash's speed and is able to knock him off course. Batman has a really good kind of... Of course, Batman's human, so he runs away and he uses logic to outsmart Doomsday. But ultimately, the Justice League falls to Doomsday, and that's when Superman has to come in and fight him. A couple other notes that take place in this movie is they start to tease, I think, the next movie. In the movie, we see a character named John Henry Irons. For those of you who don't know who he is the character Steel. And he's a Superman fan. He's a lifelong admirer of Superman and adopts the same S emblem into his armor as Steel. And we see him in the movie working for Silas Stone, who is Cyborg's dad, Victor Stone, who is a Cyborg. We also see a part in the movie where Lex Luthor goes into a laboratory and they're already trying to clone Superman to fight Superman. Of course, people who know, when they clone Superman, they create Superboy. And we kind of see a glimpse of Superboy in his pod at Cadmus, I think. And which is really cool. And then another character they introduce in the movie is Hank Henshaw. And in this movie, he's an astronaut that's up in space. They're working on a satellite. And when the meteorite comes out of its portal that has Doomsday in it, comes through and it crashes into that satellite, excuse me, into that satellite, you know, all the other astronauts float away from it. They die. Spoilers. I mean, if you don't know already, I'm kind of spoiling the movie. And then Hank Henshaw's, we kind of don't know what ends up happening to him. And they say later in the movie, only 3 bodies were recovered of the 4 that were up there. So we know that Hank Henshaw, perhaps survives. And for those of you who don't know who Hank Henshaw is, he is Cyborg Superman in the comics. So, and then they also portray him in the CW show Supergirl, where Hank Henshaw is he's the head of the DEO. And of course, he quote unquote dies, spoilers. And he comes back as Cyborg Superman, and, of course, Martian Manhunter at that point is imitating him or taking over the mantle of Hank Henshaw to run the DEO. So, so really what we see here is the beginning of the reign of the Supermen, which happens in the story arc after Superman dies. The reign of the Supermen kind of take over the responsibilities of Superman to protect Metropolis, and there's a whole run of what they do, and I hope they make that movie. I kind of hope the next movie they make is The Reign of Superman. I think that would be fantastic. But this movie is really good. It's got lots of ebb and flow, good fight scenes mixed with some good humor. There's a scene, speaking of humor, there's a scene where they're at the Hall of Justice and Cyborg's like going over like financials, like he's going like our operating budget for the year, and Batman's like, I got it, don't worry. And and then they're like, okay, well, you know, Wayne Foundation's got it, next topic, you know, for the next meeting. And Batman's like, I'm not going to be at the next meeting. And Flash is like, why? And he's like, I'm going to be at a parent teacher conference for Damian Wayne. And Green Lantern and Flash have a lot of fun making fun of Batman for having to go to a parent-teacher conference. So that was a pretty funny scene. Of course, in the comics, Damian Wayne had even kind of been a character yet in the comics in 1992. So that was something that, you know, like I said, it's not a direct shot-for-shot, you know, story. It's definitely its own version. But it's done really well. It's about 1 hour and 20 minutes long, and I really, really enjoyed it. And if you're a fan of Superman, if you're a fan of comics, I suggest that you get into these movies. I think that these movies are honestly a better story than some of the Marvel movies that are out there. Marvel right now cannot compete with DC TV or DC direct-to-video animated movies. They can't compete right now. Just like DC cinematic movies can't compete with Marvel, the DC TV and DC animated movies are killing Marvel right now. Marvel doesn't know how to do animation. WB animation is some of the best animation in the world. So these movies are really good. I would suggest that you start with Justice League War. That kind of introduces all of the characters. And then kind of go to Justice League Throne of Atlantis. That's when Aquaman kind of comes into it. And then there's Batman versus Robin, Justice League Dark. There's Teen Titans versus Justice League, or Justice League versus Teen Titans. And Teen Titans Judas Contract. All fantastic movies. I own all of them. And they're fun to watch. So if you enjoy this genre, I really suggest you check out these movies. If you've seen them and you want to leave me a comment on what you thought of the movies, let me know. Particularly Death of Superman, please leave a comment on my on Apple iTunes when the podcast drops, or on my Twitter at @FatGeekyReviews. I hope you enjoyed my review of the movie today. I plan on doing a YouTube video, pretty soon, as a special request for somebody. I'm going to be reviewing the Titans trailer, for YouTube. So please head on over to my YouTube and check that out. Make sure you subscribe. And then, of course, on the podcast, make sure you subscribe and give me 5-star rating so I can keep doing these podcasts and keep doing the reviews. And it kind of keeps me going knowing that people are actually listening. So that's how I know you're listening, if you subscribe. So please continue to download my podcast, watch my YouTube videos, tweet me at Fat Geeky Reviews on Twitter. And again, I want to thank all of you for downloading the podcast today. Stay safe. Have a great day.